My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Quick programming note for B. Mitch and Finley later this afternoon at 12:30. They've got a pretty high-profile guest. You guys ever hear of someone named Dan Quinn?
We like that.
Head coach of the Washington Commanders.
We like Dan.
He will be joining B. Mitch and Finley today at 12:30.
Nice.
You missed our second interview with DQ, okay?
I did. I did miss that, yes.
You were on your month-long vacation.
Yeah. Well, very good with the media.
It was not a month. It was 2 weeks. Okay, let's not embellish too much.
Do you think he will turn? Like, what's he going to be like when we get smoked?
I think he strikes me as like an eternal optimist type of guy.
He's going to keep it even-keeled?
Seems like he's always upbeat. Now, maybe behind closed doors, like if they get drummed, say they get drummed 37-10 by the Bucks in week one.
Right.
Behind closed doors, he may be a little bit salty, but I think his forward face is generally going to be a positive one.
Right. I think I agree.
It seems like the type of guy he is.
Yeah. You made a comment about this a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you were pro or con.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Hat bit.
Oh, I'm very pro.
Okay.
I'm not pro backwards hat for me, but if that's him and that's his identity and it's what he is all about, then wear it on the sidelines during games.
You don't have a strict Colin Cowherd type take.
Oh, no, not at all.
Where he doesn't want quarterbacks doing backwards hats.
If you want to wear backwards hats, wear backwards hats. If you want to wear your hat like this, do it. Do whatever makes you happy. But I like that Dan Quinn's a backward hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to do it into the regular season.
Oh, hell yeah.
If it was up to me, I would tell him, as a head coach, probably should have it forward facing. But I'm old school, traditionalist. I mean, Belichick would wear cutoff sleeves. I thought he looked atrocious.
Right.
But that, do you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a deal breaker by any stretch. If I had my druthers, I'd tell him, hey, whip that hat around there, buddy. You're the head coach. Well,
I know you wouldn't tell him that to his face.
No, if I was the owner.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Josh Harris would, but I don't think Josh Harris would tell him that
Josh
to his
Harris
face.
Would say, hey, Dan,
that's Josh Harris. Why don't you come to my office? I've been thinking, look a little more professional with your hat turned forward instead of the backward hat bit.
I don't mind my D coordinator having his hat backwards.
Yeah.
My offensive line coach having his hat. My head coach, I kind of would like him to have it forward, but it's not a deal breaker.
I like a little.
I'm fine with
it. That's a little flair of individuality from Dan Quinn.
We got to start thinking about is week one survivor.
Well, I've already started thinking about it.
I have too.
But
we put up $1,000 collectively.
My initial thought.
This is no joke.
You know what? I'm not going to burn my initial thought. I'm going to wait. I'm going to keep it in my pants.
Build up anticipation. Our thoughts might change of injuries.
Right. My initial thought is, take the Bengals at home against Jacoby Brissett and the Pats.
Yeah.
That's my blink.
I do like that.
That's my blink, but I haven't.
I think it's a good play.
I haven't really broken down every single game yet.
Who do the Giants play in week one?
Giants play the Vikings.
Giants at home.
I'm not going to.
I kind of like that, too.
If you're saucy.
Even though I don't like the Giants as a team, I don't think they're going to be good.
I don't like them either.
Against Sam Darnold at home, I kind of like it. I'm not sure that
I'd stay
would be
away
my pick.
From that. That's a very mid play.
I will stay away from it too. I would not vote for that.
Here's another one.
But
I
it's kind of intriguing.
Kind of like the Saints at home against Carolina.
I like that.
Now it's dicey because you're betting on Carr.
I like it too, but I'm kind of buying into Dave Canales waving his magic wand over
and
Bryce
making
Young.
Them a lot better.
And the fact that they upgraded the offensive line and they brought in Deontay
Johnson.
Still
don't have great weapons.
They're not great. They'd be lucky to win five or six games.
Here's another one.
But you know
who
else isn't great? The Saints.
They're not great. Seattle will get home against Denver.
Kind of like that, too.
I kind of like it.
Kind of like that.
I'm a little bit.
What if Bo Nix carves him up?
Bo Nix guy.
I don't see him going. I don't see him going in there and carving him up.
Yeah,
I don't
have to carve him up. Just has to score one more point.
That's true. I mean, anything could happen.
I'm a little
there's
bit,
four games right there that I'm kind
of
looking
I'm
at.
I'm personally, and this, of course, is through a fantasy lens, I'm a little bit horny for the new Seattle offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb. I know Drab knows way more about him than I do, but I believe he's going to be much more pass-friendly, get JSN more involved, DK Metcalf should have a big year, and my man Geno should have a big year, too. Could have a big year in Seattle. But I kind of do like that.
What is his background?
Did you see Michael Penix play football last year?
I did.
I did see that.
All right, well, he was calling the offense.
Yes. Okay.
Prior to that, so he's been mostly a college coach from what I see.
Yeah, he was with DeBoer for years.
Gotcha. Because he was at Fresno,
he went to Alabama
Washington.
For about 2 weeks and then took the Seahawks job.
Gotcha.
I'll be honest with you. None of these games are locks.
Of course they're not locks.
No.
None of these games.
But you want to get bet against or pick against bad teams that are on the road.
Right. It's usually a good formula.
With dicey quarterback situations.
I might pick the Chargers hosting the Raiders. That might be a good pick too. I've got a handful of games.
I gotta see. Because of Laube, they're pretty bad.
They're bad.
The Raiders are pretty bad.
The Raiders
bad.
Are they're being led by Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know that he was scrappy. You know, he was pretty good in relief for Anthony Richardson last year.
What did they do? What did the Chargers do in the offseason to upgrade? What did they do?
Well, they got rid of a new offensive line. All of their skill players they said bye to. Austin Eckler, bye. Keenan Allen, bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They're the Ravens West Coast.
Yeah. They're going to be run heavy.
They're going to
run heavy. And Justin Herbert's probably going to throw 90 balls to Ladd McConkey. The rookie out of Georgia.
I don't think I like it.
Did you see the highlight that went viral?
Because Greg Roman is the OC. Right.
Did you see the highlight that went viral of McConkey?
I saw a
he
few
just
of them.
Trucked like some corner, like blocking.
He could have
just
a pretty
threw
big
this
year.
Guy down.
He's going to have a pretty good year. They're just not going to throw.
Can't
a bunch.
Believe he's not.
They're not
going
to throw
Phil
a ton.
Me too.
How can you not be related?
How many
to Phil
McConkeys can there be out there?
I definitely thought. Wait,
so but there's at least three Bickles on Venmo. So.
Yeah.
There are.
Well, dude, you're three. Why wouldn't you be the only one?
My family's probably on there. Are you sure that wasn't
I'm
my
family?
I'm
saying of your Eric-Bickle. Oh, I'm assuming there's a one and there's a two.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because you became number three.
There's so many Bickles. There's even Eric Bickles. One of them's like a professor.
Okay. Professor of what and where?
I don't know, like at DePaul or something.
Okay.
Or St. Louis or something. Some dude.
Some Midwest university.
Yeah, but, you know, too bad.
Somebody with a bad hoops team.
Too bad that I'm just the most important.
you're the most accomplished Bickle.
Yeah. He stinks. And did we ever get the derivation of Bickle's potato chips?
I have never thought about it, actually.
You've seen him, though, before, right?
I mean, dude, 50 years ago.
You know that I was... woozy. I was folding clothes, which I hate doing. Literally, I would rather have a colonoscopy than fold clothes. Just hate it. And then my son had a pair of shorts he left at the house.
Yep.
And they said EB on it. And I was like, are these my, like, what are the, what's the EB? Mm-hmm. I don't get the E. You know what they are, right?
Uh-uh. Hold on. EB.
They're like, actually, I thought, they look like the new, like, bird dogs or whatever. Okay. And I was like, what are these? They have an EB logo. It's silly. And I'm thinking, what are these shorts?
Okay, I don't know.
Eddie Bauer.
Ed Bauer. More famous EB than you.
He's a famous EB.
Famous EB.
I haven't bought anything from Eddie Bauer in probably 30 years. Because that's like for outdoorsy stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes,
like, you know,
correct.
Jesus sandals and stuff. Like.
Yeah, like outdoor gear.
Yeah, like people that like hiking.
You make it sound like hiking's a bad thing.
Who on Boring. Earth wants to hike?
Oh, people love
millions
it.
Millions of people.
Why?
Millions of people hike.
It's so earthy. You got to walk up a hill.
It's actually good for you.
And you can get you can walk along a river in the Grand Canyon and get swept away.
Yeah. You could get
Did you see those videos?
I did not see the videos. I heard about it.
It was a show.
So what happened? Explain it.
Like a tons of rain out there and people were getting washed away left and right. It was the flooding was unbelievable.
Everything associated
Because they were all hiking.
Everything associated with outdoors, I hate. I hate kayaking. I hate hiking.
What do you love being outside? You talk about it all the time.
No, but I'm talking about outdoorsy stuff. Like
you're just bored.
Likes being on his Offenbachers with a cocktail.
Right.
Outside. Yes.
Or playing golf.
Like playing chasing a ball around.
Right.
I don't like wearing a plaid shirt and some hiking boots. Or you know,
you're so stuck in your stereotypes. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's not true.
Only millions of people like going
millions
outside.
Millions of people
and hiking.
Go hiking every day.
Probably none of them could throw a spiral. Probably none of them are much fun.
What about hiking as exercise? Like my daughter, who's in the Venice Running Club, sometimes will go hiking with her girlfriends.
That's like
in
a
California.
Trendy thing. They do that. I know that.
It's exercise.
I've been there. I've actually been to where they all go running on that hill or whatever. It's
running up that hill.
It's just a
song.
It's a terrible song.
It's such a bad song.
It's just a trendy thing. You just
seems like it's exercise.
Is it Kate Bush. Bush. Oh, it's a terrible song.
Reggie's sister, Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Terrible song.
Did you see? Do you have any interest in the new Netflix doc? So they're just keep cranking out the sports
stocks. What was the one you told me I got to see? The McNair.
It was decent. I wouldn't say it was great.
Actually, it sucked.
Why?
Because
it was mostly covered territory.
Yeah, it sucked. There was nothing real new.
Reenactments?
No, I mean, they had Jeff Fisher. They talked to some of the police.
There was no intrigue.
And then at the end, they said, "Well, here's a conspiracy about it." And
the last 6 minutes,
they didn't explore the conspiracy.
No, they didn't explore it. How it could have been some drug dealer.
It left you kind of hanging, like wanting more.
So maybe there's going to be a part two.
Or they've got nothing.
They got nothing.
They just threw it out
there. What was the one you were saying?
Oh, no. So on the heels of Drive to Survive, Full Swing, Breakpoint.
Right.
Then in the NFL, they had quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if anybody watch Receiver? I never watched Receiver.
I watched a little bit of it.
The first episode.
Justin Jefferson, was he in that?
He's in it. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Devontae's in it.
George Kittle.
You know what? I would watch that.
It's available. Receiver's available on Netflix. Yeah. But the NBA is now dipping their toes in it. And they're going to have one with LeBron James, Jason Tatum,
Bilal Coulibaly,
Jimmy Butler.
Anything with LeBron in it, I'm out.
I think DeMontis Sabonis.
Why are they
putting him in? I'm missing somebody.
You get all these sillies, and you put DeMontis Sabonis.
He's a good player.
He just gets thrown a bone. DeMontis.
Whatever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You're out.
I think
out.
It's called You're starting
out
lineup. I'm
knocking out on LeBron docks.
I'm out on anything with LeBron in it.
You guys got to do a one-on-one with LeBron years ago.
You know what? He was a douche.
They didn't enjoy it.
Spent an hour with that guy, and it was a douche.
Oh, and Anthony Edwards is the fifth.
Yeah. You know what? You watch it. Give us the Cliff Notes. Let us know how silly it is.
I'm sure it's just like receiver, which you watched.
I'm sure it is.
Not at all. Or quarterback.
All right. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.